Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Andrea. And on today's episode, we're talking about energy and cord cutting. Think about energy. If you visualize, there are energetic strings attached to you and every person you have an exchange with. And I think that even things, we have energy cords.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So they're however you visualize them. And I had this really cool experience where I went to my Reiki lady, and she did Reiki on me and cord cutting at the same time.
Oh,
it was super cool, and I felt this release after, and I have felt better ever since. So that's another thing that you could give it a go.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. So think about, is there somebody in your life that you'll think about them and then all of a sudden you get a message from them? Or, you know, so I'm thinking more of people you don't want to hear from, but then you hear from them because you're thinking
those unhealthy cords. And when you allow yourself, if you just sit down in your space and close your eyes and allow yourself to visualize, it's always that first person, that first feeling, you know, it's like, who do I need to cut cords with? What is not serving me within this relationship with somebody or my relationship with, you know, an object or like whatever it is. But what is that? And allow yourself to sit with that emotion real quick, and then channeling, it's what you're seeing, that emotion, now you're seeing it as visualizing that cord. It's just that constant stream of emotional connection and energetic connection. Just then empowering yourself enough to visualize and cut it off, cut those cords.
Yes. And I was thinking about it too, like, so this could be also something causing you to, let's say you have, like, we all have pain bodies, basically. We all have it. No matter what we do, we're always going to have these in our bodies. So sometimes, especially empaths, our pain bodies get triggered by other people's and we don't even realize it. So maybe you have a cord attached to you that you don't even realize.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's another good reason to do a cord cutting.
Yeah. I mean, because you could be, especially if, you know, I think every human being has empathic abilities, whether you choose to strengthen them and actually feel them and tune in is another thing. But for people that, you know, it is more dangerous if you are unknowing how much of an empath you truly could be, you know, just because when you're out and about, like you were saying, in your day, like, you don't realize people are attaching cords to you at the same time, even when you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You
know, like if you accident.
Energy goes somewhere, and everything that we do is, and either we're bringing energy in or we're letting it out.
Yeah.
So we have to be conscious of trying to send out the highest energy possible.
Yeah. So if you're staying in sort of a higher vibration, you're being more positive, that's what you're emanating out to others. And it can help protect you from taking in negative energy. Because I know for me, I used to walk into a room and all the energy around me would like, and I could leave the room just feeling so depleted, you know, and not know why, because I didn't understand energy. So is there somebody in your life, or maybe you talk to a total stranger at the grocery store and all of a sudden you feel like, oh my God, I'm exhausted all of a sudden. That's because that person is pulling your energy and like they feel great. Maybe you're an energy leaker. There's that. I know people like that are just so, woo, and you want to be, I love being around energy leakers.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. It's like, whoo, I'm getting high up your energy. Yeah.
It's like, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
But something that we can all do is sort of, before you go into any situation around other people, kind of visualize sort of an energy protection around you. And there's meditations you can do. Mm-hmm. I like there's this visualization I do. There's a show on Netflix called The Good Place. Have you seen this show?
Do you know? I've seen like, you know, little bits of it.
Okay, so there's a judge on there. I think it's the first season, and whenever the people would talk to him, he didn't want to talk anymore. He had a cocoon come up. that's what I visualized. Yeah. So if I find people are being negative Nellies around me or whatever, I pray and I visualize a cocoon going up around me. So now people that know me, when they're like, Andrea, stop talking, and she's closed her eyes. Shit, she's putting up a cocoon.
She's cocooned, guys. She's cocooned. So that's also another way that you can look at this too, with cord cutting, is more people may know a little bit about the term of setting boundaries. You know, what are you willing to allow into your space and what are you not?
Yeah.
And that goes for people, places, and things. So let's implement the things that we were talking about and do a little cord cutting. Now this is also, so when the cord cutting we're going to do here will just be a brief one, but I do recommend for anybody that really wants to go deeper in it to allow yourself to have like a 20 to 30 minute meditation of where the first 5 to 10 minutes you're just sitting in silence, you're getting yourself calm in your space, you know, having that space set up for you, and then you go into what you'll learn through this meditation here. And then, because then you'll have a bunch of people popping up, you'll be severing cords left and right. Okay.
So we're gonna mix it up today, and I'm gonna lead us in the meditation. Yes. I'm a little rusty, but I have had the same training as Andrew. but I'm also different. So if you usually follow Andrew's meditations, prepare yourself. You might go through the grieving process.
Oh my gosh.
Listening to mine.
Oh, you'll do great.
All right.
It's a great change. It's a great switch up.
Yeah, and it's funny because I used to do this all the time, but then when you stop doing it, you go get out of practice. So this is good for me as well. All right.
Yep.
So everybody just close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it at the top and then breathe out. Another deep breath in through your nose. Hold it, and then really breathe out as like a big breath, like you're blowing out a candle. Do that a couple more times. Now just breathe normally. And I want you to visualize somebody that you need to cut cords with. Whoever just came to mind, just kind of picture them. Picture their face. They're standing in front of you. It could be anybody. Somebody who's passed on, somebody you work with, an old lover. So between you, there is an energy cord. It is coming out of your solar plexus, so your heart chakra, and it's going into them. What does the cord look like? Is it light? Is it a dark energy? Just visualize it. And now I want you to imagine you're taking a great big pair of scissors out of the back pocket. And you're just going to snip that cord. And as you snip that cord, you feel a release. And you feel lightness. And you're protected. Take another deep breath in through your nose and really let it all out. Another deep breath in. Let it go. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Ooh, it worked.
It did.
Yeah, I start crying. Once I snipped it, it literally, I felt instant, just that instant feeling of loss and like grief for like split second. And then I felt lightness instantly. Really? That was crazy. Like, it, seriously, like my eyes were like welling up.
I saw you. I had my eyes open and I was like, oh no, Andrea, are you okay? And I sent love to you. And then as soon as I sent love to you, you relaxed your shoulders. See, guys?
I felt it.
Yeah. Yeah. That when we get crazy off this call, Andrew's going to have to cut cords with me.
Never like it. Yeah. I'm cutting cords all day.
Yeah. You might want to. I get a lot of migraines, Andrew.
I've felt the effects of your migraines, too.
Ever since Andrew and I have met, we've been very connected. It's kind of crazy, but it's good crazy. I like it.
Yes.
Yeah. But so there's lots of ways to do that meditation. That's just kind of, I just intuitively, that's how it came out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if you YouTube search it, there's a lot of meditations on there. So if you need a guided meditation on there, there's lots on YouTube. There's probably some on Spotify, iTunes.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them for cord cutting.
I remember the first time I listened to one, it brought in Archangel Michael. And I was at a mm-hmm. part of my spiritual awakening where I was like, what?
mm-hmm.
So it depends on where you're at. Like if you believe in angels and guides, then that is a great one. You have an angel with you. You always do, but I didn't mention it in that particular meditation.
but
that's another great way of doing it, is having your angel or your guide sever it for you if you're not feeling like you can do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can use scissors, a saber, a machete.
But it's on it, and be sure that when you're doing it, when you're in the process, allow yourself to be 100% honest. Don't allow like those visualizations to change because you feel bad about it either.
Yeah.
That can happen sometimes. Just go through it. Just do it.
Yeah. And always pray.
It doesn't mean you're not going to talk to them anymore. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's, I have done them with, just people that I had, you know, we don't get along with everybody.
Yeah.
And I had an energetic thing going on with somebody that I just, it was occupying my brain. It was bugging me. I did a cord cutting with that person. And then I was around them right after. And I didn't even, Like they've never bothered me since, but I see
them. Yes.
And then we actually have a better relationship. Like we don't have a relationship, but we have a better acquaintanceship then. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you know, sometimes we meet these people that just irritate us. It's so spiritual.
It's just a different in vibration and frequency, you know. That's it's like magnetism. It's like you can be attracted or you can be just pushed away from each other.
Yeah, and sometimes people bug us because they remind us of ourselves. Something that we have maybe tried, we thought we had healed from it, but maybe we haven't. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. They remind us of something we don't want to admit about ourselves or whatever. Uh-huh. So doing a cord cutting with that person helps you heal, basically. But you don't have to have them out of your lives. And it actually can improve, like if you do regular cord cutting with even people you have close relationships with, it just helps you get unhooked. And the less attachment you have with others, like people sense neediness. It's like cloying, you know? So cutting cords helps, you know, detach that neediness hook.
Any healthy relationship with a person, place, or thing is the main point of having that healthy relationship is not having attachment.
Yes.
To the actual, like, the attachment as in the sense of, like, it is everything to you.
We're not saying that you have to be, like, no feelings or it's just that having your own individual energetic space and respecting the other person.
Right? Yes, because also too, people, you know, if you're, especially when you're just starting to figure out this information, it's like you don't even know what your own energy feels like right now. Like, what is my energy? How do I know what my energy is compared to somebody else's? Mm-hmm. The only way you can do that is to clear everything around you. And then you're able to, like, once you start going within, then you start, okay, this is me. This is what I want. These are my needs, not somebody else's.
Yes, absolutely. And it gets rid of that obsessiveness, that jealousy, all of that stuff we don't want in relationships because who needs that business?
That's how many people go into a relationship saying, well, this is what we got to have to make it work. We need jealousy. We need all these things.
We find
a way there sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and it helps if we're not relying on another person to make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be happier, and so cord cutting helps you be happier with yourself. And I think that's my everyday goal is more happiness within for myself, and then people actually flock to me when I'm feeling, you know, more in my own body, more like people want to be around that energy. Yep. And I have to put up a cocoon.
Tending to your own garden, you know.
That's right.
It's like I can admire your flowers in your garden from afar, but it ain't my garden and I ain't got to be up in there.
I'm resisting a whole bunch of really dirty things to say right now.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Suddenly Seeking Spirit. We really do appreciate you guys. And our main goal is just as you listen to us process things that we are going through, we hope it finds connection somewhere in your life and you can apply some of the tips and tools that we like to give you guys, especially in this one with the cord cutting meditation. That's an assignment now. I feel like everybody needs to do it to at least feel the benefits of it because you will feel some benefit.
Yeah. And even if you don't want to do the cord cutting, just try to feel your aliveness, your energy. Yes. Like that could be your homework.
Yeah, tuning in. Just call it like you're tuning into your energy and then you can see what other people's energy is around you.
Yeah. I'm excited for you, all of you listeners. Yes, thank you. Love you.
Thanks for joining. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Suddenly Seeking Spirit's podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, then follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. You can also follow us at Suddenly Seeking Spirit on Instagram. Till next time, what has you, Seeking Spirit?